Hello, I'm Richard Herring. Thanks so much for watching and or listening to my podcast. Hopefully, if you're watching them, you're also listening to them as well. Otherwise, it's just you're watching a strange man shouting stuff at a celebrity without the sound on. But these podcasts are free, and I will continue to put them out for free. I think it's very important that those who can't pay, can't afford to pay, or just don't even want to pay, still get to enjoy this stuff. But it would be lovely in an ideal world if the people who can afford to pay could finance this stuff. It does cost a little bit to put these out. I can keep doing Kickstarters. We can keep raising money by selling stuff. Merch on the website. Go to gofasterstripe.com/AAautomat if you want to see some of the stuff available at the moment. But it would really be nice to just get a percentage of the listeners to pay a tiny amount of money. And then that fund everything, the kind of amount of money that you're not going to miss, hopefully. And if you are going to miss it, please do not give me your money. and then we will be able to carry on putting out what we're putting out and hopefully put out even more stuff. It's going quite well. We have a badge system and it does raise a certain amount of money. But it'll be 150,000 people listening to these podcasts. So even if just one in three of you felt you could spare us a pound a month, then yeah, we could start doing some pretty amazing stuff. So I just want to take you through what's going on. This isn't begging. You don't have to give any money. I'm very happy for you to carry on watching and listening for free. So if you go to gofasterstripe.com/badges, you can see all the various badge options. You can, if you want, just make a donation. If you think you've listened to 135 Rahulastapas, and that was worth £1, then you can just go and pay a pound for that, or any amount you want. You don't even have to get a badge in return, or you can pay a certain amount and get a badge, or preferably you could give us some money monthly. If you think the podcasts are worth 33p each, roughly, and that's just the Leicester Square ones, there's obviously lots of other stuff coming out every year as well, then a pound a month, that's all that would, that's what it would cost. So yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of an equivalent thing that costs 33p. Nothing anymore. So a Freddo bar. You could buy a Freddo bar a month instead and give your money to Ian Cadbury. But what you do, if you pay monthly, you get various different things. First, you can pay a pound a month. You get a badge that looks like this. Or you can pay £5 or more a month and you get a badge that looks like this. Look, it's gold. You're better than those other people. Thirdly, you can buy a badge like this that costs £10 a month. You'd have to be insane, but luckily a few of you are insane. But that rarity of that badge, there's so few of them out there. And they are literally a badge of honour. You can wear them and identify other nerds who work in IT because there's no other way of identifying those people out in the street. If you see someone wearing that badge, you've got an immediate bond. I'm sure if you're going to a shop and there's a Rahulastapa fan serving behind the counter, they'll probably give you free stuff. It'll pay for itself eventually. But also, if I see you wearing the badge, you come up and talk to me, especially if you're wearing one of the gold or the platinum badges, then I am forced to talk to you, whatever situation I'm in. Like when I was having a big argument with my wife in a pub last year, maybe 2 years ago, and a man came up to tell me how much he liked my Metrocoms. I told him he had to go away because I was arguing. But if he had a badge on, I'd have had to break off the argument and say, excuse me, darling, I know this is a very important issue, but this man has paid a pound a month to me and he's owed 30 seconds of conversation as a result. So you'll have my gratitude. You'll have a little secret club you're a member of that most people won't understand what's going on. You'll be a monthly badger. That's very exciting. But I want to make sure that just that money itself is worth it, even if you weren't watching any of the podcasts that you were paying for. So here's lots of the other stuff you can get. There's a secret channel that people who are monthly badge subscribers can access. It's got an impossible to crack password, so don't even try. And that has backstage interviews with all the guests we have on. We do a 5-minute chat with them at least backstage before the show, sometimes after the show, but usually before. That means there's about 3 hours of material every year extra just from those backstage interviews, but we put some other stuff on there as well. Hey, let's have a look at some of those backstage interviews, some little clips to show you the kind of thing I'm talking about. They're good.
This is how Netflix do all their big budget productions. It's really easy to make stuff now.
So I asked, I've got lots of emergency questions that I have ready for my own emergency when I can't think of anything to say, really.
I interview people all the time. Yeah. I always ask people, have you ever fallen downstairs drunk?
That's quite good.
Have you ever pooed into a bag?
That's quite good.
You get more people saying yes to that than you think. It's actually quite many people who go to festivals.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm backstage with Tony Robinson. Sir Tony Robinson.
Yeah.
Do you insist on the Sir Tony?
Absolutely. Every time my name is mentioned. I'm just a little...
I'm sure we'll talk more about that on stage. But what would it take for you to fillet the actor Keith Allen? No one will see this. It's possibly, you know, I don't know what went on in the early days.
I have had a history.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are we rolling?
We are rolling.
We're backstage with Sarah Millican.
Hello.
How are you doing? You're on the spaffy sofa we were just discussing.
Yeah, I did not make the spaffy sofa.
A couple of people told me recently this pulls out into a sofa bed.
Oh, what is it? If that's what it's like on the bit that you can see, what is it like on the inside?
This
bit?
Is, look, genuinely, look at this, Craig. It looks exactly like, there's the balls and there's the penis and it's got like the little...
That's
the
sort of thing
at the top.
A bloke would do is to draw a cock in jizz.
In his own jizz.
Yeah.
Sign your autograph. That's why. If any girl was lucky enough to sleep with me.
You've got quite a long surname. Are you sure you can manage? Does it just come out like dust at your age?
It does. Well, now. I mean, luckily, I've been in a relationship for a long time. So, you know, that's there. And my wife is not interested in me signing my autograph.
Yeah. She doesn't need
She just wants it to make her child with. That's all she wants. She wants every sperm. Bang, bang, bang.
All of it?
Yeah.
And how many? You must have loads of kids, though.
Yeah, you'd think.
So as well as that channel, you will be put on a special email list and you'll get emails with special offers for tickets. And also you'll be warned in advance of when the big name guests are coming on Rahelastapa, Rahelastapa. You will find out before anyone else so you can get your tickets in quick for those celebrities that do sell out straight away. Occasionally I email other little bits and bobs out with that as well. If you are a monthly badger and you haven't got those emails, just check your junk folder because they're in there. Got an email. There, cool. Remember, all the money from this that you're giving just goes into making more podcasts. So it is a win-win situation. It's not about us making money. If we made £100,000 a year doing this, we would just make £100,000 worth of podcasts. If we made £100,000 a month doing this, we would make some feature films and sitcoms and stuff. I mean, it would be amazing. So if you like this stuff and you think it's... And that would be nice, just that macro, microeconomic, economics, whatever it's called. I can't even say either of those two words. That will all, you know, you giving a tiny amount of money can hopefully create a lot of stuff that could be enjoyed by you and by people who can't pay or are too mean to pay or just don't think they have to pay because it's on the internet. All understandable positions. But also there is a monthly prize draw, which once you're signed up, you'll be entered in every single prize draw that comes up. You get an entry for every pound a month you donate. And I like to kind of send out a mixture of junk and exciting fan prizes and things that might be worth a bit of money. So I'm just going to show you what's in the... often it's things that people have just sent me that I don't want in the post or just that I've already consumed. I mean, not food and stuff, I'm not sick. But I'm going to take you through what's in the box that I'm sending out now for this month's prize winner. You can't win this stuff, someone's already won it. So look, there's a Vocal Zone tin. Vocal Zone have been very nice in sponsoring a few podcasts. They're a throat sweet. There aren't any throat sweets in there, but you can keep your throat sweets in there if you can work out how to open it. It's quite complicated. So that's in there. There's a signed Sun Cream Armpit badge, and there aren't many of those in existence that are signed, and that... I just sold the last one of those at a gig yesterday, so you can't get those anymore. You get loads of stuff like we chuck in like the Kickstarter DVDs. You can get this at gofasterstripe.com/aotomo. If you want to buy it yourself, you can buy this and the other one. I think it's £10 for both, so we're just getting rid of the surplus that we had at the end of that Kickstarter, those two Kickstarters. That's the other one. That's the aotomo one. So there's hours and hours of fun on those. There's signed leaflets for all my shows. Signed programs for all my shows, all the ones that still that I still have programs for. Oops, so much stuff I'm dropping on the floor. There's a free 10 CD, 2.5 hours of my best stand-up material, my personal favourites. You can get that at Go Faster Stripe as well. There's a price on a bike program. This is nice. Look, there aren't many of these in existence. I think you might still be able to get these at the Go Faster Stripe store. It's a Kumpkin Instructions tea towel that we have very few left over from the Kickstarter. One man's wife was so angry when this arrived that she threw it in the bin and emailed me to tell me how sexist it was. But I didn't make up the definition of a pumpkin, and I don't think it is. It's only sexist in that men aren't allowed to have the pumpkin on their head. That's not my fault. I didn't make the rules. There's a signed Hermione hand. That's my hand. It's exactly the same size as Hermione's. This is in gold, and there's never been one in gold before. So, if you go on eBay with that, you can probably make £20 or £30. There's a signed copy of Tony Robinson's book. Admittedly, it's signed by me, but then again, that is rarity value. This is nice. This is the Railways and the Holocaust magazine that I've been using on tour and been using the last few times. I guess we're all going to die because it's a bit raggedy, and also the first few times of the best. I've got another one, so I'm retiring this one. That's signed. I think I've signed one other one of those maybe before. So, again, eBay. eBay that, my friends. Every month I make a individual handmade T-shirt that you might want to wear, but you might think, no, I won't wear it. It says, I find Harry Potter trivial suit slightly disappointing. Rahel Estepa. I am 49 years old, and I made that myself, but some of them have pictures on. There's like a signed poster of We're All Gonna Die. This is lovely. This, I mean, there's so many things. They're not every month is going to have these exact same prizes, but this is a picture of the Oxford Review 1988. In fact, the cast that did the preview, because Katie wasn't in the Edinburgh version for various reasons. There's TV's Emma Kennedy. There's Ben Moore, Ben Pope. That's me as a young, tiny young man 30 years ago. I'm not sure there's many of those out in existence, so that's quite nice. Some promotional stuff from Lord of the Dance settee that would cost lots of money and did no good. This is nice. This is one of my cards that I read from in A. Ottima with a bit of script. And this is one of the scripts from the new series of A. Ottima. You can pause that and see what I've... that's episode 5, so you're going to get that in advance. A. Ottima will hopefully be out in May. And then there's other sort of little bits and pieces of... I'm moving house, so I'm trying to get rid of all these CDs. I've got a massive box of CDs, but I don't use them anymore, obviously. So look at the eclectic taste. I've got Stereophonics. Don't like them. Keane. Why have I got that? I've got the White Stripes. That's quite good. I've got James Taylor. I've got Sir Jan Stevens. Sufjan Stevens. Don't even know how to say it. I've got Bird Bacharach and Eminem. It's an eclectic taste in music I've got. I don't really like music, as that probably shows you. And then I did a gig for Sex Appeal, which is an education thing for students. And they gave me a big box of sex toys that I don't really want. So these are unused things. This is some Pleasure Balm. This is some hot massage rocks. I mean, that's quite, I might keep that. That's quite nice. So that's the kind of stuff you get. So you get a big box of stuff, nice things to keep, nice things to sell, nice things to re-gift to your grandma. Hot massage rocks, grandma. Come on, that's free. and that will be posted out once a month. So that's all I want to do. I just want to tell you and unbox and do one of these. This is like YouTube. This is what the kids do on YouTube, right? But we are back with more Rahelopers in June. You can also contribute just by buying a ticket to see the show. Go to the LeicesterSquareTheatre.com website. You can give me some money back by going to GoFasterStripe and buying one of my DVDs or books. You can also come and see me on tour, richterrion.com/gigs. Just send me some money in the post, or just give it to me in my hand in the streets. Like sometimes people give me a pound like I'm a kind of strange homeless vagabond who has a home. I really appreciate you watching this, and just thought you might like to see the things on offer. But go to gofasterstripe.com/badges, and you can make a decision whether you want to help fund our future endeavours. Seems like a nice idea to me. If you've enjoyed all these things and have never given anything, then have a think about it. If you've given before, please don't feel under any pressure. Really, if everyone gave a tiny amount, we'd be fine. And they won't do, though. So, it's up to you, because you're a good person to help us out. We'll keep doing them, whatever, but we'll just be able to do them quicker and easier. And maybe with that Kickstarter campaigns, that's the dream. Anyway, thanks for watching this. I know it's gone on, or listening to it, if you're listening to it. I'll watch again, listening to it, if you're watching it. Let's face it. I will see you very soon. There's more Rahamols coming out, the interviews from that, to fill this gaping void between the series of Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. Thanks to everyone at Go Faster Stripe, especially Chris Evans, not that one, for making all this wonderful stuff a reality, and hopefully see you in May with As It Occurs to Me as well. How exciting.